With us today is my good friend, John Solomon, and he has created justthenews.com with all the breaking news that's fit to talk about. And John Solomon is with you, with us. John, what's going on in the world?
Well, the beat of war drums is becoming louder in Eastern Europe. There is grave concern inside the Biden White House that war may be imminent, that there may be some form of an incursion into Russia in the next 72 hours. And they have asked all Americans to leave. And they said something that's the second time in a year I've heard this. Last August, they told Americans, if you don't get out of Afghanistan, we might not be able to get you out. And today they said the same thing about Americans in Ukraine. We might not be able to get you out if you don't get out now. And so there is, both sides are looking like they're posturing for some sort of a conflict, which would be bad for the world. And then downstream from that, the markets are acting concerned. Oil's up. Gold is way up. Gold's up 22% today as people look to invest in something that might be a little more stable and safer in a wartime period. And I think that's more than anything else in Washington right now. That is what everyone is talking about. I had a couple members of Congress saying that they think what's going to happen, based on the intel briefings they got today, is that Russia will go in, create a small incursion, get rid of the current government, put a Russian-friendly government, and then get right out. So some intelligence is floating around that that might be going on. But a pretty tense moment in Washington on the foreign policy front.
What do you hear in China with the end of the Olympics coming on, and what are they doing?
Well, we saw this extraordinary show of unanimity between Putin and Xi at the beginning of the Olympics. Clearly, China and Russia have decided they're stronger together against the United States than apart. And I think that also has some Western diplomats and intelligence officials I've been talking to concerned, because at the end of the day, it gives us fewer levers to go. In the Cold War era, we could play China off against the Soviet Union, and that always was a benefit. That opportunity seems to have waded away. And if you take a look at it, China also has gone around the world, whether it's in Africa, Latin America, buying the way into the hearts and minds of what used to be many great allies of the United States. And so the Biden administration finds itself a little bit more isolated and potentially fighting a two-headed monster with China and Russia more aligned now than we've seen them in a very long time.